Dette er radiofri.com.
Drawing the metaphor of the early attempts to fly. The man going off of a very high cliff in his airplane with the wings flapping and the guy is flapping the wings and the wind is in his face and this poor fool thinks he's flying, but in fact he's in free fall and he just doesn't know it yet because the ground is so far away. But of course the craft is doomed to crash. That's the way our civilization is. The very high cliff represents the virtually unlimited resources we seem to have when we began this journey. The craft isn't flying because it's not built according to the laws of aerodynamics, and it's subject to the law of gravity. Our civilization is not flying because it's not built according to the laws of aerodynamics for civilizations that would fly. And of course, the ground is still a long way away, but some people have seen that ground rushing up sooner than the rest of us have. The visionaries have seen it and have told us it's coming. There's not a single scientific peer-reviewed paper published in the last 25 years that would contradict this scenario. Every living system of Earth is in decline. Every life support system of Earth is in decline. And these together constitute the biosphere that supports and nurtures all of life, and not just our life, but perhaps 30 million other species that share this planet with us.
Vi starter mykt, spiller musikk og koser oss litt.
I mean, do you think your shareholders really care whether you're Billy Buttercup or not? You know, do you think that they would prefer you to be a nice guy over having money in their pocket? I don't think so. I think people want money. That's the bottom line.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
When they even brag about it and tell us they're going to give us a new world order, I guess they figure we're too far gone to oppose them.
A new world order. A new world order.
Yes, they've been telling us. The word is passed around. George Bush Sr. used it on a couple of occasions.
You know, that's the incredible thing. You can show somebody the facts, show them the legislation, and then they'll tell you, oh, no, that's not true. Why do people decide not to face facts? Because it's too frightening? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I think possibly it's again, the fault of the school systems where no one's taught logic anymore. Facts don't mean anything. Just let's go along like Pollyanna. Everything is great. Away, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. Go on. It's great for tranquility if you go around with blinders on your eyes and plugs in your ears, you're going to be perfectly happy.
Yes, Supreme Court says pornography is any act that has no artistic merit and causes sexual thoughts. That's their definition, essentially. No artistic merit causes sexual thought. Sounds like every commercial on television, doesn't it? Commercial they'd like to do if they could, and I guarantee if they could, they'd do this right here. Here's the woman's face, beautiful. Camera pulls back, naked breast. Camera pulls back, she's totally naked. Legs apart. Two fingers right here. and it just says, drink Coke. Now, I don't know the connection here. God damn, if Coke getting on my shopping list that way.
For over 40 years, America's human spaceflight program has opened new worlds of discovery for all humanity and inspired each succeeding generation to literally reach for the stars.
Stardate, December 15. The moon and the planet Jupiter dominate the after-midnight sky tonight. Jupiter looks like a dazzling star just to the right of the moon as they rise. Jupiter has a big entourage of moons of its own, more than 60 and still counting. Most are small and insignificant, but a few are big enough to be interesting worlds in their own right. The prime example is Europa. It's about as big as our own moon. But unlike the moon, which is almost completely dry, the surface of Europa is coated with ice.
Difficult not to feel a little bit. This is the Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington. It sits on this very impressive address, right on Constitution Avenue, right across from the Lincoln Memorial. But is it federal? Is it really part of the United States government? Well, what we're about to show you is that there's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve, and there are no reserves. The name is a deception created back before the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913 to make Americans think that America's central bank operates in the public interest. The truth is that the Federal Reserve is a private bank owned by private stockholders and run purely for their private profit.
Que al hombre que lo desvela, una pena extraordinaria, como el ave solitaria, con el cantar se consuela.
Vengan santos milagrosos, vengan todos en mi ayuda. Que la lengua se me añuda y se me turba la vista. Pido a mi Dios que me asista en esta ocasión tan ruda.
Solitaria, con
con el cantar se consuela.
If we are to free ourselves of this matrix of fear, we must break out of the mental boxes that have been subliminally masterminded into our thought programs. The trick that has been played on us so successfully by the power elite is to create a massive cultural subconscious of primal fear. Fear takes us out of our heart space and destroys our intellectual process. Those who do not use their God-given power of objective intellectual reasoning are controlled by the vagrancies of an undisciplined mind and are easily duped. Those who do not stay centered in their heart space are easily moved toward the self-destructive energies of anger, hate, revenge, confusion, and fear.
And if she said so, I would believe.
Radiofri gang. Første sending en intro til det vi har på hjertet, og I dag tar vi ganske rolig og holder stort sett med.
Tøm hodet deres for tanker, stress ned og lene dere godt tilbake.
Dette radiofri.com.
Det to fyre fra oss.
Jeg heter Stian Simonsen.
Og jeg heter Øyvind Skar.
Og vi to kommer til å være radiovertene dine nå, fremover, på radiofri.com. En times sending som vi satser på å ha lastet opp en gang I uka.
It might be true that there are 6 billion people in the world and counting. Nevertheless, what you do makes a difference. It makes a difference, first of all, in material terms, makes a difference to other people, and it sets an example. And in short, I think the message here is that we should never simply write ourselves off and see ourselves as the victim of various forces. It's always our decision who we are.
Redneck hillbilly piece of shit, you. Fuck America. If that's America, then fuck you too. Good evening, everyone. How are y'all? Good? Everyone good? Welcome to my show of hate.
Moo.
Moo.
A couple of cows are getting arrogant out there. Moo. Moo. Come on, Shep. Get that one cow. It's leaving the pack. Moo. Go back to the herd, moron, okay?
If you're not very careful, you become part of the herd that's on the route to extinction. They can't have aspartame in it.
Billions of people on planet Earth are living in ignorance. Before your very eyes, politicians are advancing a global plan.
I
And I'd love to say good morning.
Too many of you around lately. Things have been tough lately for dreamers. They say dreaming's dead. No one does it anymore. It's not dead, it's just it's been forgotten. Removed from our language. Nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists. The dreamers banished to obscurity. Well, I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. By dreaming every day. Dreaming with our hands and dreaming with our minds. Our planet is facing the greatest problems it's ever faced. Ever. So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time we could have possibly hoped to be alive. And things are just starting. We'll be right back.